This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There are people who are very happy with the results of what happened, namely Democrats. Here's a text message. Gone are the days of they go low, we go high. Everything is on the line. We need to fight with votes, voice, language, protests. Turn up the volume. That's one of the texts we got this morning.
And this is what it's in reference to. Mamdani, in his victory speech, said this to the president.
Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
Well, do the cheers afterwards.
You want to hear the cheers?
God.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut it off.
Well, I'm just saying it gives you context.
All right, hang on.
Talking about the enthusiasm some have.
I see your point. Here it is.
I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
So he was the winner in New York City. I know that Republicans want to make this like we're going to, in the next year, tie every Democrat to Zoran Mamdani. And I would just ask folks, and I'm sure they will. I mean, they'll try to do that.
Yeah.
But I just like to ask, since when has a New York City mayor really made an impact on a national level at any other time? New York City and its needs and it's very different than most of America. So I've yet to see where any mayor in New York City had an impact on a national level. They'll try to do it just like they try to tie them to Pelosi or, you know, whoever else it may be. But, you know, it was a huge night for Democrats across the board last night. And look, in Virginia and New Jersey, the two ladies who won, the Democrats, they're moderates. They're moderate Democrats. And what you see a lot of times, obviously, when you have a city, especially New York, that's a much more progressive city than what you'll see across the country.
It seems overwhelming. Democratic victories. I mean, there's no question about that.
Right.
I see there's people who are conservatives, a lot of Republicans say, just being like, well, we're going to swing back. The reason there's so much right now is because it went so far one way and now it's the other.
It's the pendulum.
Yeah. Hopefully at some point we can go, what if we actually talk to each other and work together? Maybe we'll have more balanced results here. But right
keep
now,
dreaming.
People just—I thought
it's
that
never
was
going to happen again. You're never going to have both sides. Look, there are gerrymandering things going on in every state. They don't want to have people talk to each other. They don't.
It doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work long term. And it's a negative thought. I hate that you said it because look, I think it's scary because it might be true. I believe that it won't be.
It is true. Now, I think most people on a one-on-one level are able to talk to each other.
Yeah.
But the way that the powers that be get people to vote is to make people afraid, right? A lot of times fear is the biggest motivator for people. And look, I think a lot of what happened last night, A, has to do with the economy. Number one, forefront of everything is the fact that it's not better. That Republicans and especially Donald Trump said they would take care of that on day one. And it's worse. It's worse in every single way. So that's the first thing. Second thing is Americans don't like what they see Donald Trump doing every day. They don't like seeing militarized cities. They don't like seeing everyday citizens being wrestled to the ground and manhandled and disappeared off the streets by masked people. They don't. People don't like that. This is not. This is such an overreach. It's violent. It's too much for most people to deal with. And because they're struggling financially, it's like, why are you worrying about the Lincoln bathroom or a ballroom rather than worrying about people? So this was a repudiation across the board. And if you look at not just here in our area, but across Pennsylvania, in Erie County, in Bucks County, areas where Democrats are just flipping things. Georgia, and I'm not going to get too much into it because it's Georgia, it's not Pennsylvania, but Georgia has flipped two seats on what is the Georgia Public Service Commission. And you might go, well, what's the big deal about that? That was the first time since the year 2000 that a Democrat won a public service commission race. So in Georgia, it was a big night for Democrats. Let's talk about what happened in our backyard. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti reelected. Reelected. She had a popular independent Gene Barrett. She had the Republican Trish Beinan against her. She says, I am going to be and would like to be your mayor, but I'm also going to throw my hat in the ring in the congressional race. So that's always a tough thing to say. I'd like to do this, but I might also end up leaving to do that. Here's what she had to say after the win last night.
We've been talking to a lot of people that came out and showed, again, people like it when Scranton runs well. People like it when government works. They like it when you stand up and do things differently. Tonight, it is especially overwhelming to have earned and kept your trust for 6 years to go on to this next phase where we will continue to make Scranton the city that it always should have been and now is. From our finances to the many, many pools that we have rebuilt to all of the stormwater projects that we are doing all over our city. It's hard to get around sometimes right now because there's so much paving, so many stormwater projects. There's all this infrastructure happening, but I know that we appreciate it because it's long overdue. The reason that we're able to do that is because we have built a government that works with people that we hire on merit because they're good at their jobs and they want to be public servants.
Yes.
We are all working at the city of Scranton, not because the pay is good, but because we want to serve and we believe in our community. We want it to be a place where we can raise our children, raise our grandchildren, where we can actually trust that the government is there for us. We are in a situation where, as we stand here in Lackawanna County, the city government's the only functional government right now. The state budget's been frozen for months. The federal government is literally shut down. At the end of the day, it is local government that people have to rely on. Whether people realize it or not, the people that came out to vote all across Scranton today do know that it is the local level that matters. Those are the people that you're going to call when you have a problem. And for 6 years and for four more, people are going to trust that the city of Scranton is going to be there for them.
And that's Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti easily winning re-election in the city of Scranton.
I kind of moved it along. It was about a 5.5-minute speech. She thanked a lot of people, too. Sure. So it's just what she had to say. Like, I think it's a good message. And she's right. There's a lot of things that aren't really functioning well. Mm-hmm. You can knock her for whatever you want to knock her for. But her city is running. It's functioning.
All right. Let's take a look at what happened in the Lackawanna County special election for commissioner. Democrat Tom Welby had a huge, they say, voter registration advantage, as we know, a very large mail-in ballot performance as well. So he claimed more than 43% of the overall vote in a 3-person contest. So he will fill the unexpired portion of Matt McGloin's term, and that goes until January of 2028. So Brenda Sacco is in there right now temporarily. She has talked about wanting to stay. This all gets interesting because when asked, you know, what that means, if you'd want to stay, it's like, well, let's wait to see what happens in the election. So will there be any kind of argument over whether the special election is legal or not? But this was Tom Welby, the choice of the Democrat Party Executive Committee. Chris Patrick. So I would think that perhaps he will be the one in that seat, since it is what the people have voted for. The question next is, will he align with the other Democrat? And that's Bill Gaughan. Chris Shermack, who right now is in alignment with Brenda Sacco as a majority commissioner. He's a Republican, though. There will be two Democrats and one Republican. How will they? Well, who will be the majority? Who will be the one leading the commissioners? Very, very interesting questions.
Will it be smooth sailing? I don't have high hopes.
So I'm looking at the story in the Scranton Times Tribune. Really good story if you want to check it out. He said late Tuesday, I so look forward to just doing what I've done all my life. And that is just trying to work together with people and make the community a better place. He was confident he could work well with both Gaughan and Shermack. He also said he's 100% confident he will assume the commissioner seat when the results are certified, meaning he would replace Brenda Sacco there. So it'll be interesting to know what happens next. He did say he would defend his victory in court if he had to. Just wild that we're both here, right?
So I despise the fact that, and I don't care what party, I despise the fact that now elections go, it's in the same sentence. Oh, we'll see what happens in court. Like, sure.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go forward. I don't know. I think if this were a different result.
Yeah.
With one of the other candidates, it might have been more likely, but
this,
we shall see. Yeah, hopefully. And Tom Welby does seem like a guy who can work with all, which is really a benefit to everybody. We've been running down the local races for you. We'll get to the president's comments in a moment. I just kind of want to do a real quick rundown for you on some of the local races. And if you're looking for specific, like, boroughs, townships, you know, other locations, school boards, all that stuff, I've got the links to the county election bureaus with the results up on our website. If you go to WILKNewsRadio.com under the local news there, you'll see all of those links and you can go check it out for yourself. All right. So here's a bit of a rundown. Luzerne County Democrats regain majority on the Luzerne County Council. They have flipped four seats. They will be the majority. First time, I guess, since about 2019, according to a couple of reports here. Also, it was Buffalino winning the seat on the Luzerne County Court of Common Pleas, the winner there. Voters in Luzerne County rejected any changes to the Home Rule Charter, so things will remain the same. Tim McGinley has ousted Walter Griffith for county controller seat as well. So those were some of the big races going on in the Luzerne County area. If you look over in Lackawanna County, as we mentioned, Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti has easily won re-election there. Democrat Tom Welby wins the commissioner special election. All the Democrats carried, I guess, the incumbent swept in the row offices of Lackawanna County as well. And when we look at the statewide races, we have Pennsylvania reelecting the Supreme Court justices. Those three. There were also a couple other retentions. I think it was on Superior Court. Those also went forward. Despite all the money and all the time, they put so much money. You know who's the winner in that race, other than the justices that get to stay there? The TV and radio stations that got all that advertising money. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Pennsylvania has reelected it. This extends a Democratic majority on its highest court for years to come. So that was a pretty big deal. But it's a tough thing to bounce people from those judgeships. All right, let's talk about what Donald Trump had to say after he saw the sweeping wins by Democrats across the board. Okay, so last night during Zoran Mamdani's fiery victory speech, he posted just it's being called cryptic. And so it goes. And so it begins. Yeah. Sorry. And so it begins. And but earlier in the night, when he saw what was going on, he said in all caps on Truth Social, Trump wasn't on the ballot. And shutdown were the two reasons that Republicans lost elections tonight. He said that was according to the pollsters. Well, according to the pollsters, the economy was the number one issue why people were out at the polls. So, you know, who is the one who promised to fix that? Anyway,
there overpromised too. All you gotta say is we're going to fix the economy. Done. But he said day one and kept saying it and saying it.
Even
people remember that.
Even if it's not day one, it's day, you know, we're 10 months into this
thing. That's what I'm
saying.
You just say we're going to fix it. He could have still said,
didn't get anywhere. All he did was make it worse. The tariffs have made it worse. It's just a mess. It truly is. All right. So what are we hearing from Republicans? What are we hearing from them? Who are they blaming? We know the president isn't ever going to take responsibility himself. If you look at red-leaning Georgia, Democrats even ousted two Republicans in a statewide election for the Georgia Public Service Commission. As I mentioned before, that had not happened since the year 2000. In the statewide Virginia races, flipped 13 seats in the state House of Delegates, won all three statewide Virginia races. The Mikey Sherrill beat Republican Jack Cittarelli by 13 points. Democrats took several counties Trump won in 2024. Three Democratic Supreme Court justices here in Pennsylvania. California voters approved Proposition 50, redrawing the state's congressional maps to favor Democrats. Vivek Ramaswamy, close Trump ally, running for governor in Ohio. His blunt assessment, we got our asses handed to us. He said that in a video on X. Aides close to Trump blame Winsome, Earle, Sears, and Cittarelli. Of course, they're going to blame the candidates. Right. Said they weren't good candidates and they didn't have good campaigns. That's what some say. They're blaming them. Another one said, here we go. Tonight was a great lesson for the Republican Party. Running squishy R's who are lukewarm on Trump and MAGA in purple states doesn't work. So they're blaming the fact that they didn't embrace Trump enough. But I thought Cittarelli had a glowing endorsement.
He had a huge glowing endorsement.
From Donald Trump. So please.
But again, this idea, and this, he's right when he says, I wasn't on the ballot. He's not right when he says, oh, they would have won if I was on the ballot or if I was there more. But definitely, it's the biggest problem I think the party has. They have this incredibly charismatic guy who's captured the imagination of so many people and won the White House twice. But at the same time, without him, people don't know what the Republican Party stands for anymore.
Well,
and that's a real issue.
And what we're seeing on the ground is an economy that's worse than it was a year ago. Life has not gotten better. You turn on the TV and you see, National Guard members with guns or ICE people with faces covered. You see violence when people are being pulled and tackled to the ground. There's a lot of questions about the priorities while we're worrying about a ballroom and a bathroom being remodeled at the White House. It's all just, they're completely out of touch with the struggles of people. And I think people are saying enough.
We've seen it before. And now we're at that painful point where it's like, oh, our winter electric bills are coming. Where are we at with that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Day after election day. I didn't even do a lot last night. I know there was a lot of coverage, but I watched this stuff and it makes my brain hurt sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But this was all like, I feel like the story is simple. Democrats, big night.
Big night. And certainly I believe a repudiation of what people are seeing with the Trump administration and Republicans right now. And look, it's tough. People are struggling and it's worse. It's worse now than it was last year. There's just no way. There's some things that you can try to polish and make it look better when you're in politics. Or sometimes you can make even something really bad look somewhat better. But there are some things that happen in the world that you cannot tell people when they're feeling it. And everybody is feeling it outside of the very, very wealthy. I know people who are comfortable who are feeling it. Health insurance costs that have gone up exponentially, especially on the marketplace. But even if you get it through work, people are seeing increases. They're not seeing increases in their pay to match the increasing costs. You go to the grocery store, it is shocking. And then when you get Donald Trump on an interview with Nora O'Donnell, just for as an example, I'm not saying everybody's watching 60 Minutes, but when she says that prices are going up at the grocery store and he says, no, they're not. There's just no way around that. You can lie to yourself on a whole bunch of other things if you want to support somebody, but you can't get past that. Even the most diehard supporter has to sit there and go, oh, come on.
Yeah, numbers don't lie.
Yeah. So just really interesting results that came down. And look, it was victories for Democrats in huge races. Last night, the New York City mayor's race, as we've talked about, Zohran Mamdani, the governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia. Also, Prop 50, that's the redistricting ballot measure in California. The exit polling showed that people went to the polls with worries about the economy on their minds, and they had discontent with the state of the country right now. So there were two kinds of Democrats that were winning. So we have opposite sides of the party. Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger are both moderates, and they won the governorships, New Jersey and Virginia. Then you have on the far left, the Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani in the race for New York mayor. Over the state's moderate ex-governor, you would think someone like Andrew Cuomo, the Cuomo name. People are rebelling against the same old, same old. Yeah. And the struggle is so much for people that they are willing to say, I'll take a chance on this guy because I need change. I need something to happen. And I don't trust, you know, the well-known name to do anything for me. The first person Mamdani quoted in his victory speech last night, Eugene Debs, a socialist. And he really, I was surprised when he took kind of a shot by criticizing Cuomo. I mean, usually the day after, it's like, thank you for blah, 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 right? Right. Which can get old after a while. But he offered criticism. He said, let tonight be the final time I utter his name as we turn the page on a politics that abandons the many and answers only to the few. And California voters, again, as I mentioned earlier, yes to Proposition 50, allowing the state legislators to redistrict before the midterm elections. I think that is something that never would have been voted yes on if it weren't for the fact that Republicans are now screwing with it in so many other states. I don't think that Gavin Newsom would ever have gone for this. I don't think the people of California would have gone for this.
Right? Yeah.
But the fact is that Democrats are waking up to the, we got to fight back with equal force. I'm talking politically. We have to fight back with equal force. No more of this. We're going to, they go low, we go high. It's just, you at some point need to say, we've got to have a reaction and a change as opposed to dawdling over things or doomsday stuff or what can we do? Or, you know, there's a lot you could do. You got to fight back.
Do you think that vote in California, that Prop 50 vote to essentially give Democrats five seats in theory?
Sure.
Do you think that is the continuation of the domino effect? Is it going to start popping up everywhere? Is a Republican-led state going to do it?
Well, then another Democrat. That. Yeah,
but are they going to, is it going to continue in other states?
Know. You're not going to get it in every state because, like, in Pennsylvania, that's going to be a tougher haul than it would be in other states. Unfortunately, this is the reality that we're in. It's terrible for us all to have every district be a district that never has to talk to the other side. There's a by the way, there's a danger in doing this in some of these really red areas as well, because you're diluting and all you need is a few people. When I say a few, I mean a certain percentage of people to be fired up and mad or disgusted and not go. That could change things. And it could be, you know, what was a comfortable 13-point edge for Republicans. Once you dilute it and it's like 5 percentage points. Anything could happen depending on the state of the world.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it either. I hope this doesn't go state to state. I hope this is like, oh,
it's
Texas.
Already done.
I know Texas and some states have.
Maryland's talking about it now.
But they're all waiting. It seems like they're waiting for the next move. And I hope that's not the case because it's the wrong. I think it's the wrong direction for our country.
Where we're going.
But Newsom didn't just go, that's not fair. He created something to stop it or to at least neutralize
82% of people who voted on Proposition 50, which is the whole, you know, changing the districts in California. 82% said the reason they're voting yes is to counter Republicans in other states.
Yep.
Joe Snedeker, meteorologist at Storm Tracker 16, has a look at our forecast.
Hi, folks, and good I almost said Thursday. Don't rush life, Snedeker. It's a great day to be alive, and it's Wednesday. All right, Nancy, Jason, are you ready? Today, near 60. It's going to be partly sunny to start after about 6 p.m., but remember, with the time change, what are you doing outside after 6 p.m.? You're ready to go to bed, right? There could be some gusty showers. By that, I mean maybe a quick 15-minute shower, but with some gusty winds over 20, 30 miles an hour this evening and overnight tonight. So if you have your Halloween stuff out, so be it. It's going to be blown away. Maybe you deserve it. Tomorrow, Morning clouds, a sprinkle, a flake, and then a nice sunny afternoon. Breezy tomorrow, but only in the 40s tomorrow to near 50. That's it. Friday, partly sunny, back up to 57. Showers Friday night into Saturday morning, and then more showers on Sunday, the wetter of the weekend days. And we could have our first flake by Monday or Tuesday of next week. Hey, it's November. It all goes down. The rest, my friend, is up to you on this Wednesday, not Thursday.
More, there you go.
Yes.
I've had that
happen. Try using that line on us tomorrow. Ain't going to work.
I've had a rough week. I started off the week taking the wrong exit to work. I was like, what the hell?
Yada, yada, yada. And she ended up in Vermont.
You know what big contest is also coming up? We've been talking elections. Penn State in Indiana playing at Beaver Stadium. The first time they'll be back home in like a month. Last time was, I believe, October 11th.
Think it feels good to be home? I hope.
I hope everybody gets out there. I'm sure there'll still be a crowd. That's one thing. They are faithful, the fan base. And they are making some kind of history with this game this weekend. It is because they will be, for the first time in school history, playing the nation's number one and number two teams in back-to-back games.
And what a year for that to happen. I'll tell you something. This is great.
Honestly, like that's tough enough as it is. But with everything that's happened, it's just like they can't. It's kind of like trying to start a car, right? And it's a little easier to start a car if you can kind of get a little bit of something. But when you've got two powerhouse teams like this to try to like fix the many problems you have, it's a real, real climb. Anyway, the game starts at noon. It'll be on Fox TV, but we will have it, as always, on your Penn State station right here on WILK, beginning at 10:30. That's the pregame. So we shall see. Indiana overwhelmed their opponent last week, Maryland 55-10. So and we know that, you know, they lost the Lions to Ohio State 38-14. Now, I did see where the interim coach, Terry Smith, this week had talked. Someone had brought, is it Kobe Howard? Is that one of the players who's I believe a wide receiver on the team? I believe that's his name. And he shows a lot of promise. And a lot of the fan base is asking, why isn't he playing more? Because he had one catch, I believe 20 some yards in the game, and then didn't get another catch again. Terry Smith was asked about it this week, and he said that he would be getting more plays and that they will be throwing, you know, vertical passes down the field. Okay. We kind of heard about the whole more of a passing game. It'll be interesting to see what happens because, you know, again, it's one thing when you're playing Northwestern or UCLA, but when you're playing Indiana, it's going to be a real tough one. But he did specifically mention that player.
He's a true freshman.
Yes.
That's another reason why. I mean, because I remember they put him in and he had a good play. And then
what do you have
it.
To lose at this point?
More games.
No, but what do you have to lose given it a shot?
What do you have to gain for him to be out there maybe overwhelmed? Who knows?
I mean, I don't know if he's overwhelmed. He had a catch and it's like, what the heck? Terry Smith said Penn State freshman Kobe Howard will be on the field Saturday. He said, this guy loves football. So we will see. Look, I'm just saying it's interesting when you now have the reporters. It's not enough to just talk about.
Yeah.
Are you going to do more of this? Are you going to do more of that? But when they start calling out players, well, what about this one?
Yeah, at this point, game experience is good. You know, there's no reason to put somebody out there. God forbid something goes wrong. But he's so young.
Got to play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This song could be from Everything in New York if Mom Donnie can pull it off. Just take out the falling. Because I'm free. Buses.
Rent. Free. Yeah, universal. Yeah.
I forget.
Child care. There's a whole bunch of things. Rent control.
I haven't followed that like as closely as many people have. But I think I said this once. I'm like, do I think he's going to be able to pull it off? Probably not. But I'm used to politicians failing to deliver what their promises.
We will see.
Yeah, who knows if he can do it? And I'd rather them experiment and try stuff in a different city than this one. So I'm like, yeah. That's my take on it.
I think that what we saw were people. These were not people. The people who voted for him weren't people who said, I'm a Democrat socialist.
No.
And it's my time.
It's a movement.
They want change. They want something to change because what's happening isn't working. In fact, it's getting worse. The big phrase that Mom Donnie said yesterday was it was just four words. Do you have his statement to Donald Trump? Only because we've got a couple texts from people who are utilizing this phrase in what they're saying.
So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
And people who go, what does that mean? I Googled it for you just because I knew there were people who are like, what does that mean? I don't get it. Pretty much he's saying, hear what I have to say. I'm being very clear about what I'm saying. Gavin Newsom had a simple response to the White House, which had a picture of an American flag posted. It said, make America great again. And Gavin Newsom, replying to that, had three words. We just did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.